This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, May 25th. God's word to you today is Beyond Doubt. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11 verse 6, and it says, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him." We are believers. We believe that God exists and God rewards. We come to God purely by faith. But while we're on a journey of faith, God meets us on that journey and turns the things that we are believing God for into reality. While it is by faith we come to God, God rewards faith by revealing himself in undeniable ways. As we take our steps in faith, God rewards it by showing up. It was by faith that Peter stepped out of the boat. It does not make sense, but as Peter stepped out of the boat, either the water solidified under him or he became lighter than a bird. I cannot explain what God did, but Peter walked on water. While faith is the substance of the things hoped for, God delivers that substance to the person that has faith. In faith, we start out believing God, but we always meet God on the journey. God turns the things we believe him for into a reality. When we were believing God for the land God's Favorite House headquarters sits on today, we did not have the physical money, but we believed God, and it is reality today. I cannot get over miracles. I'm always blown away every time God does it. It takes faith to pray to a God that you cannot see. It takes faith to believe God for healing and to pray. Then God shows up with the answers to those prayers. Note that it is not when God shows up that the faith kicked in. It was before the results came. The problem with the world is that they say seeing is believing. No, believing is seeing. When you believe, you will see. Our walk with God is nothing but a walk of faith. While faith is the evidence of things not seen, God eventually makes the evidence visible. While you take your step of faith in trusting God, the truth is, as you follow God, the things that started out as being a thing of faith will become a thing of reality. That is why it is difficult to convince people that have experienced God that there is no God. How do you tell someone that believed God and God came through that there is no God? They may not be able to prove it to you. You may not even believe their testimony, but to them, it is so real. That is why David said, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." If I'm eating an orange, I'm the one that knows the taste of the orange. You cannot tell me the orange is sour when you're not the one eating it. I'm eating this orange, and I'm telling you it is sweet. Believe me or taste for yourself. That is how it is with God. Let us pray. Father, I believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of people that sincerely seek him. Holy Spirit, as I seek God, grow my faith and experience of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.